Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory and honor unto you, Jesus. Worthy, 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 worthy are you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory and honor unto you, Lord. Worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. As time passes, I see the need to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. As a religious person, I thought the Holy Spirit only spoke with words. But now I know it's more seen, not just him, more like impressions. I was sitting there and I saw myself a couple times sharing the story. And I know now that he wants me to do so, but in times past, you know, he'd have to, like, say it. Gay, get up front, say the story. So it is starting to manifest the revelation gift. It's a jewel that we found. And I, you know, a lot of pastors, they build what they call seeker churches because people are looking for something. They don't know exactly what they're looking for, but they're longing for something. So they try to give them, you know, everything they can. And I used to be a seeker. I just knew that my Father, through Jesus, had accomplished all that needed to be accomplished. And that on my end was the problem. And spending enough time with him as a child, I wanted to be like Jesus. I wanted to be just like him. And I knew, somehow I knew, that I could be. And that I wasn't. And I went on a journey. And through Dave Roberson and the him simply saying, praying in tongues is the revelation gift. Now, I'll have to admit, when I first heard that, I thought revelation gift meant like revelation gift. Like it opened up the heavens and the angels came. But really, all revelation means is he can speak to you, you can hear him and understand him, and he can impart grace to do what he says. It really is just he says you can hear. It's just really communication. And when I was a young person, I have been born again as long as I've had memory, because I've always had a relationship with the Lord. And I leaned into that, not really knowing anything as far as the Word or any of those things. But I would spend time with him. And when I went to Mexico on an 8th grade field trip with my Spanish class, I was in this little pueblo and this little hotel. And I walked out on this balcony. And it was beautiful. We're over some mountains. We're looking down into a valley. And I was just telling the Lord how beautiful it was. And he came. And you know when he comes real strong, you're not like crying, emotionally crying, but tears start coming down your face. You know the Lord's there. And this tear falls off my face, and the Lord shows in front of me this tear falling down the valley and hitting a rock, and it joining with other droplets of water and turning into little tributaries and into streams and into a mighty river that crashed into the ocean. And this ocean was an ocean of people. And he said to me, he said, I'm going to use you in the last days to bring about a revival. And a revival of all these people, this sea of people, I'm going to draw into myself. And I'm going to use you to do that. I'm 40 years old. And here I stand in Immokalee, the same place I grew up. Graduated here from Immokalee High School. Tried to leave several times. And I'm standing here knowing that I am called. We are in the right place. You have found the right place. Each of us here are called to this place. Not only to this locale, but to this church and to this place. This place in the Spirit where this message has come to maturity. That praying in tongues is the revelation gift. And that all those other things will be added unto you when you pray in tongues. I love private worship. I'm here because of private worship. Because I had a relationship with the Lord and I leaned into that, He was able to get me here. But don't disdain the message. Don't. When you pray in tongues and you have purpose in your heart to do so, there's going to be dry times and there's going to be awesome times. Don't let the awesome times let you lose focus. Okay? The Lord can come. He will bring you revelation. He will bring you keys. He'll bring you the key of worship. He'll bring you the key of God's Word. He'll bring you the key of confession. And it'll be great. And a lot of times when He brings you a key and you use it, it's so awesome. And things can get done what seems like quickly. But don't turn away from what got you there. It really is the revelation gift. It is really what the church is missing. And I know it's hard. I know it is not very exciting sometimes. You come here on Friday night. You know, there's not very many of us. Sometimes we don't seem like we're on the same page. But with the Holy Ghost and praying in tongues, we are on the same page. And this is a beautiful place where we are. We are on the brink of, and I don't want to, it is the ministry of the Holy Ghost that is going to usher in the coming of Christ. And it's going to bring all this together. It is His ministry. He has not left us as orphans. He has brought us the Holy Ghost. We are not fatherless. And it is an exciting time that we are in. And don't waste it. And let us encourage you. And you know, because things will come. It's just like Pastor said. These men, and I'm sure women too, they would find themselves really touching God. And, you know, if you've read the God's General's book, you know, a lot of them, exalted of men as well, as exalted of God. But a visitation comes from the enemy, and That's why praying in tongues is so important. So when that time comes in your ministry, you are not moved. You are not shaken. It is the power of the Holy Ghost. We need His ministry. The Father is up in heaven with Jesus at His right hand. It is the Holy Ghost that is here. And that is what I was missing the whole time, was I didn't understand the ministry of the Holy Ghost. And now that we understand His ministry more, we can develop this relationship with Him. We can let Him pray through us. How wonderful. And how it can't be messed up. Praise God. Because He does it. So this is a wonderful time that we're in. So please, let me encourage you. Do not disdain the small things, because your soul, the lack of exaltation of men, can sometimes wear on you, especially, and be careful what you put through your eye gate. You know, if you're watching too much, you know, Christian TV, you know, where they exalt everyone, they hire stylists, everybody looks real good, everybody's got the look, you know, they're gorgeous, the money's pouring in, they're building the facilities, and they're doing the good things too. They get the huge feeding programs and the this and the that. But don't sell out for that. Men's exaltation, from past experience, all it really comes to is that's when that angel comes and starts telling you things. And then you think you are exalted of God. But it came from the enemy. And I don't want you to slip and fall before then. Just be encouraged. This is the right place. And I don't want you to be like, oh, Gay had a cool vision or whatever, that's so fun. You know the truth. The truth is, when you lean into the Lord, He leans back. I mean, when you seek Him, you find Him. And He tells you things. And we just need to keep on that path and be excited that we are on the brink of worldwide revival that the world has never seen. There's technology now that makes it so possible to be everywhere at once. And for the anointing to flow everywhere at once through the power of someone speaking with that anointing. So it is a wonderful time that we're in, but it is the hard time. And I know, especially you young people, it is fun to think of yourself as a prince who's never been to war, but is decorated as though they've been to war, and rides the horse in and has the nice shield. But really, it is a lot more about being prepared for battle, for actually going to battle. I mean, look at Apostle Paul. You know, he writes chapters about this is not fun and games. It's the real thing. An assignment is set against me, but the grace of the Lord Jesus is sufficient for that. I lean into that, and the Lord Jesus takes care of it. His grace is sufficient for that. So to be battle ready and to be seasoned in battle is much more important than the decoration on the outside. We have to not want that white sepulchre look. Do you know what that is? That's when the tomb is all gorgeous on the outside, but there's dead man's bones on the inside. You know, a real nice, pretty ditch is still a ditch. And the prettiness, you know, like Pastor's been saying recently, you know, the full chairs and the, you know, the excited people and, you know, we need a bigger building and all of those things are really just pretty. Okay? Really want to look for the little pearl of great value. That little And it's not very glamorous, but so rewarding. This is the smallest time we have. I'm 40 years old. I plan to rock the rest of this out. I'm going to store those things up in heaven. And we can't be swept away with men's exaltation. It really is our relationship with the Lord. It really is us humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God, under the ministry of the Holy Ghost, by praying a lot in tongues, and then let all those keys be added unto us. Let all those other things be added unto us, but let the Lord add them. Let's not put our hands to these other things. Let the Lord exalt us by giving them to us. So I just wanted to encourage you. We can remain seated. And we'll just confess. I thank you for the little birthday party too. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. We glorify you. We praise your holy name. You are not a man that you could lie. You have exalted your word above your name. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word will never pass away. Therefore we say, your glory is present here at the Family Prayer Center. The sick are healed. The blind see. The deaf hear. The dumb speak. The lame walk. The dead are raised. And the poor in spirit have the gospel preached to them. Thousands and thousands are born again every week here at the Family Prayer Center. While we are able to get along with each other as our Father works revival in our midst, we have the kind of worship that takes us beyond the veil of the flesh, in order that we may worship in spirit and in truth. We worship you, Father, out of our new nature. We give you family worship as your sons and daughters. Father, here at the Family Prayer Center, those that come see a people transformed to the nature of Christ. Father, we say, in the name of Jesus, that no person ever leaves the Family Prayer Center the same way they came. Every person that comes receives a touch from you, the Good Shepherd. Father, those that come who are beaten down, discouraged, worn out and tired, we will not leave that way. We will be encouraged, strong and mature. We will leave standing upright, our shoulders squared, our heads held high, going forth as a mighty army to take this planet for your kingdom, in the name of Jesus. Father, your glory fills every service. Every person that comes drinks of your glory. We leave as earthen vessels filled with your glory, filled with your wisdom, filled with your love,
filled with your
grace, and anointed by your Spirit. We carry your presence with us. We carry revival around this world. Father, we declare, we preach your gospel. We never settle for man's gospel. Only yours. It's the gospel that saves. The gospel that fills. The gospel that heals. And that's why we say, lost, be saved. Empty, be filled. Blind, see. Sick, be healed. Lame, walk. Deaf, hear. Dumb, speak. Maimed, be whole. Dead, live. In the name of Jesus. Father, that's your gospel. We settle for nothing less. We are going for the gold. We have what we say. And we say at every service, the lost are saved. People are filled with the Holy Ghost. The blind see. The lame walk. The deaf hear. The dumb speak. The maimed are made whole. And even the dead are raised. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your glory, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. More than 12 legions of angels have been loosed to prepare the way for revival. Angels have been dispatched to the four corners of the earth, intercepting and stopping every mission and every assignment of the enemy that would come against this revival. We say, every person who is to be here will be here in the name of Jesus. There's no devil big enough, no assignment crafty enough, no circumstances bad enough to keep even one from being here. Father, we declare your house full. Father, we thank you that this house is free from all effects of witchcraft. We thank you, Father, for moving back the forces of darkness over this region, opening up a window, a window of light, 50 miles in every direction, both horizontally and vertically. There is a fortress of angels surrounding us, keeping back the darkness. Holy Spirit, soften the hearts where hurts have wounded, where calluses have formed, where walls of defenses have gone up. Holy Spirit, even now, soften the hearts. Create atmospheres where the people can hear the voice of their shepherd. Prepare our hearts now so we are already receivers when we arrive. From the first word spoken, from the first song sung, from the first prayer prayed, to the end of every service, your people are free to receive from your Spirit. The assignments of all devils against the family prayer center, the people of the family prayer center, and the leadership of the Family Prayer Center. All those assignments are dismissed. In the name of Jesus, we declare those plans null and void. Devil, we have taken a mockery from you. Jesus is Lord over a mockery. Not you. We are in authority here. Not you. Therefore, devil, we command you, get out of Immokalee. Take your demons with you. Angels, run them out in the name of Jesus. The King of Kings has made a decree. We are speaking in his stead. Our King has declared, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. Our King has decreed, captives, you are free. Every person returns to their original inheritance, the born again trail. Father, you have restored our inheritance. And here at the Family Prayer Center, the inheritance is not just known about. We don't just teach about it, but it is received, manifested, and seen. Father, you have restored our fellowship with you. And Jesus has taught us to pray. Father, your will be done on earth, just as it is in heaven. As in heaven, so in the earth. As in heaven, so in Immokalee. There are no lost people in heaven. Therefore we say, Immokalee is saved. There are no sick people in heaven. Therefore we say, Immokalee is healed. There are no demoniacs in heaven. Therefore we say, Immokalee is delivered. There are no poor people in heaven. Therefore we say, Immokalee is prospered. Immokalee is blessed. We declare every captive to be free, every wheelchair emptied, every artificial help. They may need them when they come. They won't need them when they leave. We'll have them here as trophies to the glory of Jesus, our healer. All manner of sickness and all manner of diseases are healed. First time, every time, all of them, no exceptions. Jesus, you healed them all then. You heal them all now. That's what we say. That's what we have. In your name, Jesus. Father, there are impartations of your Spirit in this place. We declare these are the most powerful, the most anointed, the most life-changing, the most revival-producing services in history. Fresh anointings, fresh giftings, like never before. Father, it is you doing the works. Therefore, all things are possible. Soul, my soul, I command you, believe this. All things are possible. All things are Soul.
My soul.
I command you.
Believe this.
Immokalee is in revival.
Immokalee is in revival.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Every backslider will come back to God. And they will never leave again.
Now, Father,
in preparation,
I forgive every person
their trespasses
against me.
Father, forgive me
all my trespasses
against you.
I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb
in order that my record in heaven
be perfect.
Therefore I say,
because of the blood,
what Jesus did for me,
according to my record in heaven,
I have never failed God.
I lay down my life
that the life of Christ
may be manifest in me.
I take no offense.
I give no offense.
And according to my record in heaven,
I never have.
Here at the Family Prayer Center,
the mind of Christ is delivered
to both the sheep and the shepherds.
It is delivered
with such simplicity
and with such clarity
that no one could misunderstand it.
Therefore, I say,
the people at the Family Prayer Center,
and especially me,
we all understand every word
that the pastors teach here.
Every need is met,
no matter how large,
no matter how small.
There are no cases too hard.
There are no cases too late.
Whatever they come for,
whatever they have need of,
whatever they seek from Jesus,
they get it.
All of them.
First time.
Every time.
No exceptions.
We declare
every captive free.
Free in spirit.
Free in soul.
Free in body.
All are delivered.
All are restored.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father,
you are a provider.
Angels have been dispatched
to gather in
all of the finances
and everything necessary
for this revival.
Therefore, we say,
there is no lack.
We operate from abundance.
We operate from surplus.
We have all.
And we abound
with many baskets left over.
Our financial granaries are full.
Because our King
has found stewards
that he can trust.
And I am one of them.
Father,
if you need anything,
come to my house first.
Whatever you have need of,
come to my house first.
I've been bought with a price.
My life is not my own.
I am a first-class servant,
a son of the living God.
Lord,
I lay all my possessions
at your feet.
And I say again, Lord,
if you need anything I have,
it's yours.
I love you, Lord,
with all of my heart,
all of my soul,
all of my mind,
and all of my strength.
am the second commandment is like unto the first. I love my neighbor as myself. Jesus, you are my Savior. You are my Lord. Whatever you ask, that's what I do. I am your servant. I am your bond slave. By my free will choice, I serve you, Lord. By serving these people that you love so much and that I love so much. All that I have is yours, Lord. My time is yours. My body is yours. My family is yours. I own nothing. I am your bond slave. Use me as you will. Father, we declare the roadways into Immokalee are highways of God. Angels, watch over and protect all those traveling on Highway 82, Highway 29, Highway 846, Naples-Immokalee Road, and through the airport. We call these highways avenues to revival. Father, we thank you that our country operates under godly leadership. Father, we thank you that no lives will be lost on American soil due to terrorist attack or war. We say that the plans of the enemy will be revealed and ultimately averted. Lord, we thank you that by your Spirit you abound us together as cords of three strands that cannot easily be broken. According to your will and good pleasure. Therefore, we lift up the blood-stained banner over this city, written in blood. On this banner are these words: Immokalee is in revival. Immokalee is in revival. Jesus is Lord over Immokalee. Jesus is Lord over Immokalee. Where Jesus is Lord, the Father's will is done. Therefore, Father, have your way. Not just 30-fold. Not just 60-fold. But 100-fold. And again we say, lost be saved, empty be filled, captives go free, blind see, deaf hear, dumb speak, lame walk, maimed be whole, dead live. In the name of Jesus. Father, thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory, forever and ever. Your will be done in Immokalee, just as it is in heaven. As in heaven, so in the earth. As in heaven, so in Immokalee. Immokalee is saved. Immokalee is saved. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the box. Let's not pray for the box. Let's pray for the people represented in the box. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the people in the box, Father. We lift up their families, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you have sent laborers to each one, that you have in your heart, Lord, that they be saved and born again. So we call them now. We call them each born again. We call their family sanctified and set apart for your purposes, Father, for the building of the kingdom, and we call them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just, in the name of Jesus, we say that there's a mighty army raised up that can minister the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to each one, that we can go door to door, not with tracts, Father, but with the power of the Holy Ghost, that we can minister the gospel, and we can knock on the door, and we can say, who is sick among you? And demonstrate without words, but with power, your gospel, Father. Let it be so now in the name of Jesus, to your glory, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen and amen and amen. Very powerful exhortation and very powerful time of all of us together. If you're listening tonight or sometime by the website, the exhortation and the confession, wherever you're at listening to this in the world, I want to encourage you that you can take these same confessions and apply them over your city by just implementing the name of your city where we say Immokalee is saved. You can say wherever you're from is saved and believe the same is going to take place. These are the confessions that we've been confessing over our city for a number of years, and we believe that as a result that we will stand in the midst of them in the days to come. Amen. And we encourage you to do the same. If you're someplace where you don't have anyone but yourself that is believing and doing the message, then I would encourage you that this will be something that you could gather with some of your friends or some of your family or people of like mind in the Spirit, and two or three begin to say these confessions at least once a week and watch the results take place. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Amen. It does. Over at our home. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. So praise God. That was very powerful. Let's watch and see what happens in the days ahead. We are, based on what I've seen in the Spirit, just from the fight and a victorious fight, we are on the edge of something even before the revival. I mean, I can believe now for the revival, but there may be more steps that takes place. But there's a new elevation for us very soon, very, very soon. And because I've watched it after 15 years of living here and 17 years of ministry here, is that on the other side of every push or onslaught by a strong man, there's an avalanche of glory. Hallelujah. And I'm just excited about the avalanche. Praise God. And these are the beginning stirs by what Miss Gay was just saying tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. We'll put some worship on, and we will let you just pray in the Spirit, worship, and we will see you Sunday. Amen.